Mishnah Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion. B'shami Omer, B'shami Say, Ein Meichrin L'Nachar, you cannot sell to a Gentile, to a Goy, Erev Shabbos, don't do business with him, Erev Shabbos. V'in To'anen Imo, they say here, Ein Omsen M'Nachri Masal Chamar, don't start loading up the donkey of a Goy with all his loads before Shabbos. V'in Magbin Alav, and don't help the Goy, you know, put things on his shoulders, all this merchandise, before Shabbos. Why? Because in all these scenarios, Mishamer are concerned that it looks like you're helping him out on Shabbos. And what's going to happen is, you can't do any of this, El Kadesh Yagiyah L'Makom Karav. The only time we'll permit this is if you know he's going to a close by place, and he's going to get to his destination before Shabbos. So if that's the case, once he gets to his destination, the business is done, the lifting is done, the carrying is done, and everything's cool. But if the guy is only going to get there after Shabbos, so people will think that he was, you know, doing this for the as a shlichus, as a messenger of the Jew, and the Jew can't appoint this messenger to do this stuff for him on Shabbos. So again, they're going with the theme of as long as it's done before Shabbos, you can do it; otherwise, don't. And then again, Beis Hillel Matirin, they say it's permitted to sell to a guy and to load up the guy's donkey, to load up the guy's shoulders before Shabbos. Even if Afim Hu Olich L'Makom Rachuk, he's going really, really far. Shlo Yigia Elav Elav Shtechshach, he's not going to get to his destination until it gets dark. We're not worried that people are going to think that you're doing work on Shabbos or he's working for you on Shabbos. They don't worry about that. But Beis Hillel do say that he's got to leave your house before the sun sets. Because otherwise, if he leaves after the sun sets, people are going to think that you sold him business on Shabbos and doing business with him on Shabbos, and you don't want people to start thinking that. So he's got to leave before the sun sets. But what happens afterwards, he'd be going to the moon. We're not worried about him traveling for you and doing stuff for you on Shabbos because what's done is done. Mishnah Ches, again, the same theme. B'shamay Omer, Ein Nos Den Oros, don't give skins, leather, before Shabbos, La'amdan, to a an abdom, one that's going to dye it and work it and make it good for you. V'lo Kalim, don't give your, here it means begad, your clothing. The koves, nachri, again, don't give it to a gayasha laundromat, because we're afraid that, he says over here, she'ein nos den oros la'abda nachri lo kalim lo koves nachri el kadesh yasu mibod yom she'eshos la'abes oros lo chavis es kalim lefnei Shabbos, that he's got to be able to finish his work, cleaning the clothing and working the leather before Shabbos, again, because B'Sham may hold that your kalim or your workers cannot work for you on Shabbos. So make sure you get it done before Shabbos. B'Sham would say, if you're sending your clothes to the dry cleaners, or you're sending in your car for repair, and you know the people that you're sending it to are going to be working on Shabbos, they would prohibit it. However, with Kulan again, and all these things that we're mentioning, Beis Hillel Matirin, they say it's not a problem, even Im HaShemesh, that as long as it's not Shkia yet, as long as the sun is shining, you know, you can give it to them. And the fact that they're going to work on Shabbos is not your problem, because there's no prohibition, according to Beis Hillel, that your kalim utensil should be not working for you on Shabbos. They say it's fine. Psak halacha, you could, you know, check with your rabbi how he paskin. But I do believe that we have the opinion that if you give your clothing to the dry cleaners or to a mechanic, as long as you don't instruct him to do it on Shabbos, he's free to do it whenever he wants. And if he does it on Shabbos, then there's no prohibition.